It's Monday, April the 20th, and you're listening to the Three Nerds in a Basement podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Blavin.
And I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the world. How you guys been this week?
Good.
Okay.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's been, that, it's been one of those kind of weeks, man.
Okay.
We got some stories for you guys.
Oh, we do have some stories. Would you like to kick it off?
Blavin? Yeah, so we all just recently went out for dinner today. And
yeah, we just came from dinner.
There's some things about us that we learned today. So, you know, what do we start off with?
I also gotta say, you know, we've been hanging out for a while now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. A long time.
It's been a couple years.
And you think you know someone. But some in certain situations, their true side comes out.
Yeah.
And we went for Vietnamese food tonight.
Vietnamese food.
And as you guys all know, in our little circle, Anthony is fair-skinned, shall we say.
Of the Caucasian variety.
The fairest of skin. Like, even among my kind and my fair-skinned.
Yeah. So every time we go out to one of these Asian restaurants, we get chopsticks, but they always provide us with a fork. Because...
just one.
Just one.
Just a single fork.
Because, you know, that's how the fair-skinned guy rolls.
But Anthony likes to use chopsticks, so he always asks for another set.
Yeah.
In defiance of social norms.
Yes.
Because I know how to use them.
But, Blavin, what was the highlight? Like, what were the main points?
So after we finished all our food, Anthony exclaims, that pho was just all right.
Wait, hold on.
Before that.
We gotta start at the ordering.
The ordering?
Yeah.
The ordering. Oh!
Remember what I messed up. I messed up hardcore.
Oh, yeah. There is no credit at this place. So Anthony needs someone to pay for him.
You guys said you want someone. I was like, okay, if you're offering, then I'll take it. I'll take your offer.
Strike one.
Strike one.
So that's strike one.
Strike two, our friend Mikey, who doesn't come out with this often, I don't think we'll ever again after this.
No.
I wouldn't.
Anthony and Mikey both get identical bowls of pho. But then Mikey says, hey, where's the meatballs in my pho? But Anthony is just glutting down meatballs left and right.
Going like, delicious!
Like, glug, glug, glug. And Mikey's like, oh, mine has tendon. I think this was yours, Anthony. And Anthony's like, what? He's like, do you want to switch? Having already half eaten his pho. And Anki not having touched his at all. So not only was he trying to mooch a food, but he was also trying to give away his half-eaten bowl for
a
full bowl.
And,
I took like two chopsticks worth of noodles.
No, come on. Like, are you really gonna switch soup with someone after you've already?
I would have switched with Mikey. I would have been fine.
But the question is, with Mikey, would have been fine.
Yeah, would have you?
He wasn't, and that's why he didn't switch. And I was okay with that.
But what happened after we finished the meal?
Then that's what he said. That's what he said with those famous words.
Yes, what were the famous
this
words?
This foe was just all right.
It's okay.
Who are you to judge Asian food, Mr. Fork?
Mr. Fork, who didn't even get the order he wanted.
Maybe that's why I was just okay. Maybe if I got the tendon, it'd be better.
How dare you.
Yeah.
And then when we were paying the bills,
how dare
you. This was the funnier thing.
Yeah.
TJ throws in a $10 bill, and we're like, that's it? And he's just nonchalantly drinking his milkshake taro.
His $4 milkshake
taro. And he's like, you know you ordered a milkshake with that soup. He's like, oh. There's scumbag TJ just throwing in 10 bucks trying to cover it all.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It took us through a loop. You gotta throw it in with confidence.
He threw it in with confidence. Didn't even look. And he's like, what? As he casually sips his drink. His entitled drink. It's great.
Yeah. I was disappointed.
In all of us.
Yeah. Yeah. There you have it.
Yep.
A night out for dinner.
Yeah, yeah. Spoiled.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Jeez.
It's okay, he says.
What mattered was the company.
No. I would have rather eaten alone. But anyways, I have another small story regarding my week, and this has nothing to do with anything. But, so these guys know, I work at a college, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And at a college, other events happen other than...
College events.
Oh, yeah. I saw you tweet about this, I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but it's not related to that. So, I was at work, and then on my lunch break, I went down to the cafeteria.
Okay.
To buy lunch. And I saw all these little girls, ages like 6 to maybe 14.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they're all dressed up in like tights and tutus for ballet.
Yeah.
Okay. And there's like a ballet competition. I'm like, oh, okay, cool, whatever. And I stood in for one and I was like, oh, fun, but I'm not going to watch the rest. Anyways, along with all these little girls are their families, and with these families are, like, their brothers, like, the girls' brothers, right?
Yeah. Okay.
And they're all talking about, like, little boy things, like, what's on TV or YouTube or video games. And I sat down for lunch, and I sat down beside a group of little boys, and they're talking about JRPGs.
No!
What?
They must have been, like, 7 to 10.
How did they even know about JRPGs?
Okay, so this is what I was thinking. I'm like, and then they started talking about the new Final Fantasy, the PSP remake one.
Oh, on the Type-Zero.
But they're talking about the demo.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, yeah, okay. Final Fantasy, name carries weight, sure, why not? I guess that would make sense for these kids to know. And then one of the kids goes, but, guys, Final Fantasy 7. And I'm like, and I just had to put my fork down. I'm like, what? You're talking about Final Fantasy 7? You're like, 7. You weren't around when this game was out. And the youngest one, he's like 6. I shit you not. He's like, no, guys. Play a real RPG. Play Chrono Trigger. And I'm just sitting there going like, either your father or mother raised you well, or you're just a snobby little shit who's reading up on stuff to seem better than everyone else.
This... Yeah, wait, then where did you see the little ballerinas dressed as, like, the Attack on Titan Survey Corps?
Oh, when I was watching the dancing.
They were actually dressed up as a Survey Corps?
Yeah, yeah.
And they were doing a routine as that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was it through the theme?
Yeah. Like the intro theme?
Yeah. Actually? Yeah. That's adorable, no?
Yeah. Okay, but that's not the end of my story, because the best part...
There's more?
You chimed in. Did you
had to jump in.
You chimed in to a single-digit age conversation.
So I jumped in, and I'm like, you know Chrono Trigger? And it's like, yeah, it's like the best. And he started spitting out facts about the game, you know, like I was on the Super Nintendo.
Wow, you know, such facts.
He didn't know the artist's name, but he knew it was by the guy who did Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming kids know Dragon Ball from Kai.
Are their parents around or no?
No.
They're just chilling?
Yeah, like, all the parents are kind of, like, having coffee and stuff wherever else, yeah. And all these kids are just on their DSs or on their laptops or just whatever. And I'm like, oh, wow, really? And I was like, okay, I really need to know if this kid is playing the game, if, like, he knows the stuff, or if he's read a couple of top 10 lists.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, really? So, I don't know how, but I eventually just asked him, so, what's the frog's name? And we all know the frog's name is just Frog.
Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't expecting him to say Glenn. You know what he told me?
Yeah.
Toad. And I just smiled and was like, good job. And I left. And like,
what, is it not Toad?
No.
His name is Frog.
His name is Frog.
No, I just wanted to see if he actually knew what he was talking
about. He didn't know.
Huh?
So no, he man. He's just a snobby kid who saw some top 10 lists. He's just a snobby kid.
No.
But here's the moral of the story. If you see someone younger than you talking shit, don't get involved. You're not going to feel better even if you outbeat them in a... conversation or whatnot.
You know who does? Anthony.
Feels so good.
Like,
all times.
Even though I was like, okay, it turns out he was just a snobby little brat, I walked away feeling like shit, like, man.
Damn, I just picked on a kid?
Yeah, I'm just like, fuck. I'm like 20 years older than this kid. What do I care?
You should have just, like, wrote on a piece of, like, on the back of your receipt, just be like, it's Frog. Just boom, right in front of him.
No.
His name was just Frog?
Yeah, his name is Frog.
Did he have a real name?
Glenn.
Yeah.
This one is human form.
Yeah. But no one ever remembers Glenn. You remember him as Frog.
Yeah.
No.
So, yeah, so when I asked him, I said, what's the frog's name? And he said Toad. I was just like, oh.
What if he said Frog?
Then I would have believed him.
He'd have been like, damn.
Yeah.
He said, good job, though.
Yeah. I said, good job. And then I just got up and went back to work.
And laughed.
Yeah.
Laughed all the way to work.
Like the next floor up.
Yeah. Like, ah! Just like a real evil cackle.
Yeah.
You're the worst.
Yeah, I know. But
it's a good story.
Yo, yeah. Zawasto.
Anyways, let's talk about some big events that happened this week.
Yeah.
Well, what's wrong, Anthony?
None of those kids said the best JRPG. Final Fantasy 6, man. It's 7 so overhyped. That's 6 the best.
No, 7's the best. Sephiroth.
Yeah, 7's the best.
I wanted to be there.
Eat me.
Why?
I don't know.
He would have taken it way too far.
100%. 100%.
Hundo P.
So, moral of the story? Quit while you're ahead. Don't follow in what Anthony would do. Anyways, picks of the week. I'm going to open it up. This week was the Star Wars Celebration Anaheim convention.
Uh-huh.
And they celebrated this year by revealing a whole bunch of stuff. They even have a live stream of the entire convention on YouTube that just went.
Just there.
Yeah, so you could see every panel, every trailer, every announcement as it happened. for those of you who couldn't attend. Anyways, there's three big trailers that that I think were the three big ones that came out. And I'll start with the one that we all want to talk about, Star 7 Wars.
That's a good one.
That happened.
Yep.
And it showed some cool stuff. And I don't know what's going on in this movie.
Me neither.
So it's three dudes, or three people.
Yeah.
One's the black guy, who's a stormtrooper.
Mm. Who apparently isn't a stormtrooper for very long, only in the beginning.
Probably.
Oh, apparently probably. He's the Luke Skywalker. He's not a Jedi or anything, but he's like a...
Okay, so
maybe he isn't a Jedi, but I don't know. Apparently he's, you know...
Yeah.
He becomes a good guy.
So Vince was saying that he might think that the girl might be the Jedi.
Yeah. I think the girl is Han's daughter.
That's what people are saying.
With Leia.
Yeah.
What was her name again?
Oh, I don't know what her name is.
In the comics, I mean? Or whatever you were reading?
That's a different character. That's Jaina Solo, but this one, I don't know. I know they've revealed her name. I just can't remember what it is.
And then there's also Han Solo's back.
There's the third main lead.
Who?
The pilot of the X-Wing.
Oh. Really?
Yeah, that white dude.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, this looks really, really dope. I can't wait to watch it.
Yeah, this movie looks awesome.
The trailer alone made me want to rewatch all the movies.
Are you going to?
We'll see.
We should do it.
I probably am.
We should go like meow, 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 meow.
Want to have a movie club?
No.
Why not? We had a movie club before, or a game club.
Club. Remember that last time what happened? You put Blaven through Shadow of Colossus. That was awful.
No, I thought we put you through The Walking Dead at the latest.
Both of those were bad for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shadow Colossus is good, but
parts were good.
Yeah, the whole game's great.
The loop sucks.
Ico sucks. That game's balls.
But yeah, no, I don't know what there is to say about Star Wars other than, man, the Millennium Falcon looks cool.
Yeah, it's back.
I like that opening scene with the Star Destroyer?
Yeah.
Just in the sand.
It's just in the ground.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
I'm hyped. I'm pumped.
I never thought I'd want to see another Star Wars movie, but...
Really?
Yeah. I thought I was pretty done with Star Wars. And I'm pretty excited for this one. It looks pretty cool.
Nobody's ever done with Star Wars.
Yeah, Star Wars... You're not done with Star Wars. You're not done with Star Wars until Star Wars is done with you.
No.
The second Star Wars trailer that I thought was important was the Star Wars Battlefront trailer.
Yeah, this is making rounds.
This trailer got me hyped.
So apparently that was all in-engine.
Which is amazing.
Yeah. It's not gameplay, but it's in-engine.
Yeah.
Which is nuts.
Oh, man. I can't wait to shoot people.
Yo, they got a Hoth level.
They do.
And they got Boba Fett.
Yep.
And Darth Vader.
You could be a female stormtrooper.
What,
not that you'll skirts? Be able to tell, but whatever. I'm going to be a female stormtrooper, guys.
Doesn't have skirts, right?
No. I think, I don't think the character models are going to look different at all.
You could be an alien race.
Sure. If you're a rebel?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Do you guys play the original Battlefront games?
On the PS2?
Yeah.
Yep.
Those are great.
I didn't delve into to them hardcore, but I always enjoyed them.
I got super deep into one, and then I think by the time Battlefield 2142 came out, I just dropped Star Wars Battlefront for Battlefield.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, those games are great.
They are great.
Toe cabling someone who is in an AT-AT is the best feeling. It's like, I just messed up a real person. Suck it.
Yeah. I can't wait. I think this is the game I'm looking forward to most at the end of this year. Wait. No, Tomb Raider. No, I don't know.
What if Lara Croft was in Battlefront and she was climbing up AT-ATs with her pickaxe?
Now that's a crossover that needs to happen. I would buy that game.
She's shooting down X-Wings with a bow and arrow. Jeez. She turns into Katniss.
That might be the best video game idea I've ever heard.
Let's get on it.
Yeah. Blaven, are you excited for this?
I'm watching it right now. It looks pretty sick. This is all in-engine? That's nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you need to buy a PlayStation 4 for this.
Nah, dog.
I think you do.
They don't got magic on PS4.
They will by then.
Not by then, eh?
This is an October release.
I don't know if I've played the Battlefront games. I think I've played maybe one of them.
They're like the Battlefield games.
Yeah, they're like early Battlefield.
Only Star Wars.
I don't think I've played it. I've played a Star Wars game before, but I think it was like
Rogue Squadron.
Yeah, I think that's the one I actually played. On the GameCube one.
No, GameCube. Oh, Rogue Squadron. Oh, there was a Rogue Squadron for the GameCube.
I think I played that one.
The 64 one.
Yeah, but I think I played the one that's like, you know, you fly a X-Wing all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's the one I played.
Or a Y-Wing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, or a TIE Fighter.
This looks pretty cool.
I remember when the Rogue Squadron for N64 came out, and then they secretly put in the yellow ship from Episode 1 in the game, like, preemptively as, like, an unlock. And you didn't know what it was at the time, and then they're like, here's Star Wars Episode 1. It's like, damn, what? It's crazy.
Yeah, there's a cheat code for that, right?
Yeah, or you can unlock it legit, but there is also a cheat code.
Yeah.
And then you can get a TIE Fighter.
Yeah, it sucked.
But it's behind the Millennium Falcon.
Falcon's the best.
What do you mean behind?
So, like, you're in a garage.
Yeah.
And when you're picking what ship you want
to use. So you go, I think it was either you go to the Millennium Falcon or you go to the one beside it and you press up instead of left.
Yeah. Oh.
And you go behind the Millennium Falcon and it's there's a TIE Fighter back there.
Yeah.
Makes all the TIE Fighter noises.
That's amazing. It's
pretty cool. I think what I like using the most was the A-Wing.
Was that the speed one?
Yeah. Yeah, red and white.
That was cool.
Yeah. I think it's red and white.
I use the Y-Wing all the time for some reason.
The Y-Wing? I
just drop bombs on people.
The bomber, right? Yeah.
Just carpet bomb.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy that we still know the names of these ships.
Yeah, right?
Considering we're not, like...
lore heavy?
We're not into it.
Yeah. Like, we don't talk about Star Wars in our off time.
I think because I spent so much time with Rogue Squadron that those ships are just embedded in my brain.
Yeah. Anthony's just at home going,
And then the last big trailer I thought was the season 2 trailer for Star Wars Rebels, the animated series.
Damn. This is a Star Wars week for you, eh?
Yeah, and it looked... I really like Star Wars Rebels because I've mentioned this already. It's like if Firefly was in Star Wars. That's what the show is. And season 2, just to see, looks like it's more of that, only they're introducing Vader, and they're introducing Vader's Padawan, or Anakin's Padawan.
I thought he, like... Didn't Anakin, like, decapitate all those kids?
Before that happens, Anakin has a Padawan.
Mm.
Her name is Ahsoka.
Hmm.
She has, like, the white pigtail alien thing going on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And, I think in the teaser, they show Vader fighting his old Padawan, now a Jedi Master.
Oh, that's cool.
So, it looks exciting, and it also shows Vader, like, ripping apart the Rebels team.
Because he's Vader.
Yeah, because he's Vader, and he's like, I forget their names.
You're all dead.
He's like, something like that. I don't know. It's exciting. I'm excited. I hope it comes out soon.
I saw that really DVD at my store. I was like, oh, Vince will like this.
You really like that show, don't you?
I do like that show.
Rebels.
I think it's the best kids show on TV at the moment.
Strong words.
Honest words.
Strong words.
Honest words. But yeah, that's it. Blavin, what's your pick of the week?
So my pick of the week is a new trailer that came out. It was leaked initially, but then Zack Snyder was like, fine, you know what? Here's the trailer. Not leaked, not fuzzy. So it was... That's what he tweeted, right?
Yeah.
It was a trailer for Batman v Superman.
Ooh.
So in the beginning, there's a lot of foghorns. Like, and basically people are having all these... It just pans across landscapes and they're them talking about, you know, how Superman's so strong and, like, whether power corrupts people and if he's going to do the right thing, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a part where about jealousy and there's just Ben Affleck looking at his bat suit. And then afterwards, Batman is in his bat armor looking up at Superman and he's like, do you bleed? And the Superman's like, your parents did. Oh! I saw that meme. It was sick.
And then the sad face.
You know, and then the next scene was just the B/S.
Yeah.
But yeah, he goes, do you bleed? Because you will. And I'm like, oh, come on. This is so corny.
Yeah.
This movie looks well.
He had a cool, like a really armored out suit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's going to face Superman.
Do you not remember the movie we watched? The Dark Knight Returns, where he fights Superman in an armored suit?
Oh, yeah. Now I remember. Yeah. I totally forgot up until now. I was like, wow, this suit's like armored up.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So it's heavily taken from the Dark Knight Returns.
Oh, absolutely.
So what do you think the Vegas odds are going to be on who wins Batman versus Superman?
Oh, Superman's going to win.
It's obviously going to be just a misunderstanding.
See, that's what I'm looking at. Like, it's going to be some sort of one of those Kamen Rider films where two Kamen Riders come together and like, oh, I hate you.
Oh, really? It was Bizarro Superman.
Because isn't Lex Luthor in this too? So like...
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's just going to be them being like, oh, okay. It's all Lex's idea.
So like on Twitter, All the circles I follow are like the hardcore nerd circles.
Okay.
And they all hate this movie, of course.
What?
It looks so stupid.
Because they're like, this movie looks so dumb. Why is Superman evil? He's supposed to be a hero. Blah, blah, blah. Nah, nah, nah. And then I talk to like regular people and they're like, this movie looks great. Looks fantastic. Looks exciting.
Nerds can never be happy, though.
Yeah, and I'm just like, it looks like a movie. I don't know. I don't know why, what do you call it? So the whole, from what I gather, the premise of the trailer is people don't like Superman because they don't understand him.
Yeah, and he's too powerful.
Yeah, and like, so it's not that Superman's evil, but I don't know why I keep reading online. People are thinking Superman's going to be some sort of evil Superman.
He didn't seem evil.
I know, I'm just like, it's just...
He didn't have like red glowing eyes.
Yeah, if anything, I think Batman's in the wrong. Like, yo, bats. Just hey, calm bats. Down. Just calm down, bats. That said, I didn't think Man of Steel was particularly great.
The Dragon Ball Z one?
Yeah.
That was okay.
Like, no, it wasn't bad.
Oh, okay.
I didn't think it was
great. Fantastic. Like a Marvel movie or something.
Yeah. Zack Snyder's previous movies, 300, Watchmen, Sucker Punch. I mean, they're interchangeable enough, but they're not great. So, I'm optimistic, but if it's a bad movie, I won't be surprised.
I just want to see the fight. That's it.
I think they're going to like throw one punch and then that's it.
No.
Because Lex Luthor is going to come in with his armored suit and be like, ah.
Hey guys.
Lex Luthor is, what's his face, right? Jesse Eisenberg?
Yeah, that kid.
He went from playing the Facebook guy to playing Lex Luthor. It's pretty good.
Pretty sweat.
It's called range. Assuming he pulls it off. We haven't seen the movie yet.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Anything it looks really... I don't know. It looks interesting. I just... DC is such on a back foot.
Why?
Because I mean, like, Marvel has so much more going for them.
Sure.
They also have, like, way more money... to do stuff with it too.
I think it's about the same.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Even after getting bought out by Disney?
Yeah, I think it's about the same.
They might have, but like, I mean, if DC started early enough, they could have caught up at least.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's not like anybody cares less about. I mean, everybody loves. A lot of people love Batman.
Yeah, right.
It's like,
yeah.
They just, you know.
Like, I don't know. I don't even think it's a money thing. I think it's just more mind share.
Yeah.
You think that, like, I guess the people at Marvel are more.
No, I think it's even.
Oh, okay.
Like, the amount of people, like, everybody likes the Avengers and everybody likes every one of those superhero movies, yeah. But they don't hold a candle to Batman or Superman, like,
true.
In terms of, like, single popularity.
Yeah, like, everybody knows Superman. He's
yeah. Like, I love Iron Man, but there's no way
like, he's more popular
than Batman.
Batman, yeah. Okay. Like, you don't see anybody be like, man, I love Captain America.
Yeah.
And see, you do that yeah. all the time.
I don't love Captain America. I love Chris Evans.
Yeah.
It's just different.
And, like, Marvel is focusing more on their smaller heroes, like their no-name people
yeah.
lately, whereas DC only wants to do their big stuff.
Well, yeah, so DC, like, single star power, they have, like...
They've got everybody.
They have Batman, Superman, that's about it.
Yeah.
I mean, Marvel has Spider-Man.
No, but they have Wonder Woman. They have the single most... iconic female superhero.
Oh, that's true.
No, right? But Martian Manhunter.
Like, I don't think...
Who else is there in Marvel side? There's a lot of teams.
Yeah. Like, Marvel has the X-Men, but they're writing them out. And the X-Men is arguably their biggest team.
Yeah, who else do they have? Spider-Man, I think, is their biggest one.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of teams, actually.
Yeah. The Fantastic Four they can't use.
Oh, yeah.
That's you mean really Fan-Fortastic?
Just, yeah, Fan-Fantastic. Star 7 Wars, Fan-Fortastic.
Their new trailer for that came out, right?
Yeah, I think earlier today, yeah. Yesterday.
I didn't watch it.
Neither did I. I don't.
What, is there more? Another Age of Ultron trailer?
No, another another Fantastic Four.
Another one?
Yeah.
Six came out, Chris like, Evans
yesterday?
It?
No.
Man, so at work, they're playing the old Fantastic Four movie. I just sat there and watched it. Got in so much trouble. Johnny's like getting followed by a missile and it's like, flame on! And I was like, oh, Chris Evans!
Awesome.
Wow.
Gotta love him.
All right. Anthony, what's your pick of the week?
My pick of the week is something called Athena's Ass. And ass is an acronym for armor set searcher. So this is for Monster Hunter 4 Ultimate. It is a free fan-made program that you can download. And it's just like it's just a small exe file. And when you run it, it's a searcher for armor sets.
An EXE file?
Yeah.
I can't use it.
Why?
I know. It's I can't MacBook. Run the XEs.
Oh, well, sorry. Get a PC. Right. I don't know. Like, I don't know if they have a Mac one or not, but the one I have is for Windows. They might have a Mac one, or maybe it's not. I don't know. I forget. But I'm only running on Windows.
Listen, it's DMG or nothing, okay?
Damage or nothing. So it's an armor searching program that takes all the armors in Monster Hunter 4 Ultimate and like all the possible like gem combinations and stuff.
Oh, I see.
And so you go into either Gunner or Blade Master, you pick the skills you want, and the searcher will tell you the sets that what combination of sets and which sets have this have these stats. So like I want like evasion plus 2 and speed sharpening and evade extender.
Yes.
It'll tell you all the combinations of armor sets and what gems you will need to make that happen. And so the stuff at the top is all like low rank and the stuff near the very bottom is all like G rank. The other cool thing is that I guess they made some sort of algorithm where when you right click on an armor set, it shows you what it'll look like on a hunter.
That's the important part, right?
Yeah.
There.
So if you want to play like fashion hunter and you just want to look, good.
Uh-huh.
So you can right click on all these armor sets and it'll show you what they are.
Does it include the DLC armors?
I do not know. I haven't looked at DLC armor stuff.
Because, I mean, if I could rock a hoodie in my mixed set.
Like the Uniqlo stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know if it has the DLC stuff because I never really checked for DLC armor. But I know it has all the armor sets that you can make from monsters you can carve. It has all the armor sets from the Wycoon Trader.
Mm-hmm.
The Wyvern Trader. And all the gems. So, like, it's very... You can search very specifics. Like, I need these skills with this gem, but my gem only has 2 slots, right? And so then it'll work around the fact that you have 2 slots. Or within that, say, I want these certain skills, you can narrow it down to, like, a secondary skill that's easy to get, like something like Evasion Plus 1 or Parts Breaker.
Sure.
And then you can, it'll shrink that search even more. Because a lot of times when you search for stuff, you realize, or you get to realize that a lot of combinations have it, like over 1,000 combinations will have it. So you gotta like narrow down the search more and more. Just like you keep adding skills, and it's like, oh, this is like super optimal, and yeah,
makes sense.
But it's pretty cool. That's how I learned about the one set I'm using now in Monster Hunter, which gives me all the skills I ever wanted for dual blades, and worked out totally cool. Like it's just a single set. I did need a whole bunch of gems, like to slot in, but other than that, it was fine. But yeah, it's like a super handy program. So if you want to like play around with stuff and you don't want to sit there looking at stats on individual armor pieces all the time, you get this little program.
Yeah, sounds optimal.
Yeah, it's a free download. So Athena's Ass.
We got it.
Yeah, and hot. Ass is all capitals.
We got it. Hot. Got that. Give me a DMG file.
I don't know. Maybe there is. I don't know. Apparently someone got it working on Linux, so maybe you can get it.
Oh.
Maybe you can get it in on a Mac.
All right. Sounds good. Okay, let's move into our weeks.
Yes.
I'll kick things off because mine is very simple. I did nothing.
Because you had exams,
bro. I had exams all week.
Yay!
But I had to do one thing.
What did you have to do?
Right after we finished recording last week, shotgun through Daredevil. Because that's not all I was thinking about while I was studying.
Okay.
So I thought, nope.
Should get this out of the way.
I should get this out of the way, and I did it. And it's great.
Yeah, I think I'm about watching it.
You should. You'd love it. I mean, yeah, you'd love it. You like heartfelt stuff. Feelings and shit, yeah.
All that stuff. Feelings?
Yeah. It's good. I maintain the show should have been called The Kingpin, but I understand why it's called Daredevil. I finally saw his costume. I stand by the whole Ben Affleck wore it better.
Okay.
And but no, it was good from start to finish. I think, unfortunately, the last episode is probably the weakest, but it's not a bad episode. It just doesn't... The episode before it just feels a lot better,
okay.
I think. But it wraps up nicely. Almost conveniently. But no, it's probably the best superhero TV show out there.
Does it wrap up in a way where there's like not going to be a second season, or...?
There's definitely potential for... Well, they do introduce something, definitely for a second season.
Okay.
But the second season might not revolve around the characters in this season.
Yeah, because isn't it him, codenamed Jessica Jones, then Luke, Or Power Man and then Iron Fist?
No, I'm talking about the second season of Daredevil.
There's a second season? I thought they're just going to go straight to the next
one. Who knows? Who knows?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, who knows? I don't know how they're going to plan it out, but everybody's assuming there's going to be a second season of Daredevil because of how popular it is or how successful it is. But yeah. Until then, we can look forward to Jessica Jones. There you go. That's a week.
That's it?
Yeah.
All right.
You want to go next, Anthony?
Yeah, I've also been watching Daredevil.
Oh, how far did you get?
Episode 6.
Ooh.
So, like, that was one sitting. Six wow. episodes.
You must have really liked it then.
I was also playing Diablo.
Okay.
While watching it. But it was actually really good. Like, it's not as violent as I thought it would be.
Well, like, of course not.
Of you saying, like, what yeah. it was. But there were some, like, kind of messed up stuff where you, like, step on a dude's knee and his bone would, like, pop out and you see the bone and stuff.
Mm-hmm. You haven't gotten to... Yeah, you haven't gotten to the... Probably the most violent.
The door scene?
Nope. Not that one. I'm talking about something else. Don't worry.
Okay.
All right. Episode 8's the one to watch
for. Oh, right. Because the door scene's kind of...
Oh, that's messed up.
Yeah.
That's messed up.
The door scene.
Don't worry about it.
You'll see it. You'll see it. The door scene's kind of something else.
Yeah. Or the bowling ball.
Or the bowling ball's okay.
Yeah.
You don't really see anything.
Yeah. But yeah, that door scene. Man.
But yeah, I really enjoy it. I like the fact that they're all... kind of unknown actors, at least to me, actors and actresses. It kind of helps with like believing these people are who they are.
Okay.
Like whenever I watch the Avengers, it's like I see he's not Tony Stark. He's
oh man, see, all I see is Tony Stark.
Okay.
I don't see Robert Downey Jr.
You don't see Robert Downey. Okay.
Even when I see Robert Downey Jr. in interviews, I'm like, you're just Tony Stark. stop playing around.
Okay. But yeah, so like I really like all the unknown actors and the people that got do a really good job at playing their characters.
Yeah.
The other thing is there's a lot of whispering in this series.
Yeah.
Like of people like either they have to like be quiet and like or just that they feel that the way to portray a serious scene is to talk in sort of like a low toned whisper.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, I keep finding myself having to turn up the TV.
Oh.
I'm like, this one is turning off.
Is there subs?
Yeah, I think so.
Sweet. Subs on.
Subs on.
There's also the way they say Hell's Kitchen bugs me.
How do they say it?
Hell's Kitchen. Because they say Hell's Kitchen. We say kitchen. They make sure that it's the last two letters are I-N.
Yeah.
Kitchen.
Kitchen, like, not kitchen.
Yeah, not kitchen.
Oh, kitchen. Really?
It's kitchen. Kitchen. Hell's Kitchen.
Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah.
That really gets me too.
Shut up.
Really grinds my gears.
Shut up.
So far, I think my least favorite character is the Kingpin.
What? He's the best character. He's
kind of a wiener. Like,
why?
He's like this oversensitive wiener character.
Because he's wise. He's smart.
It's kind of a baby. Kind of a baby.
I think as the more you see, when they delve more into his origin story,
okay,
it'll explain a lot.
Yeah. Because right now, a thing with the Russians happened, and that's what last happened. But yeah, so I'm definitely going to finish it. I'm probably going to finish it by, like, next podcast, so.
Yeah.
Really enjoy it. Cool. The other thing I did this week is I played in a Magic the Gathering format that I've never played before. It's called Cube. So, Cube, what I've learned, is just like Draft, but... instead of taking your cards from a set, some guy has made a cube, or he's made his own set of cards, and he can just take cards from wherever, whatever set, and you make stuff, you make decks, you draft decks based on the cards that that person has.
Okay.
So, my friend's friend made proxy cards of all like some of the most powerful cards in Magic. So, you are only drafting quality. And it was just like, I just want this hand in my deck, but you can't, or you gotta pass it around.
Sounds dangerous.
But it made for some like really interesting and fun decks. I had like a green-red beatdown deck. So I would like put out low monsters with high power. So like I had how do you pronounce it? Tarmogoyf or
Tarmogoyf?
Tarmogoyf.
The Goyf.
Yeah, it's Tarmogoyf. He's one in a green. And his power toughness is asterisk, and then asterisk plus one. So it's he gets one power and toughness for each different type of card in both players' graveyards. So, like, I would drop a 2-drop, and there'd be a sorcery, an instant, and a creature in mine, in my graveyard, and an enchantment in my opponent's. So for two, I get a 4/5. Right? On turn two, and I'm just like, swing for four, swing for four, swing for four.
That was good.
And there's like there were a lot of other low-cost monsters and stuff like that, but they had like ridiculous abilities or crazy high attack power. Or my one friend, he pretty much just played control magic. So he was like, yo, you got a bunch of cool stuff? It's all mine now. So he would like play stuff like Mind Control or Corrupted Conscience, which you take their monster or their creature, but it also gives that creature infect while you control it.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. There was kind of like a white weenies deck, and it was really fun because this person, he just put all the cards that he wanted from all kinds of different sets. So it was just seeing different card interactions from all over the place. It wasn't just confined to like one set.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was really fun. It took a while, even though it was four people, but full draft. I got stomped on because I don't play Magic. So
makes sense.
Yeah, I went like 0-4 or 0-3, and I won one. I lost in two games, and I lost in 3-1 game. Hmm. So I got stomped, but it was still fun to like have see all the different decks people made and stuff.
Sounds like a good time.
Yeah, it's a really interesting format.
Cool.
Yeah, other than that, it's just more Diablo and more Bloodborne. I'm stuck in Bloodborne. I don't know where to go next. I found some guy in like a dilapidated house near a well, and he has like a thunder mace. And he wrecks me.
Yeah.
Wrecks me.
You didn't beat him?
No. I always die in like two hits.
There's a way you can go around both of them.
Real?
Yeah. And then you can just backstab them.
Oh, okay.
The only problem is when you finish both of them, there's going to be like a path you can go up, and there's that guy there that'll smoke you.
Okay. So yeah, so right now I'm at this place where I think I need to go. It's the only other area I can find a path to go forward. I don't know where
else. You went through the forest?
No, I haven't gone through a forest yet. So I went through this kind of cityscape, like the guys with the flamethrowers and the big hats.
Yeah.
I went through all that, and I went up these stairs, and these guys with, like, crosses that hit me and frenzy me.
Yeah. And you beat the boss up there?
No.
Oh, you didn't beat that
boss? That boss, like, two hits me, and every time I hit it, it does, like, 40 damage.
Okay.
So I'm like, I'm not supposed to be there,
No, you're supposed to be there.
What?
Is that the horse? Yeah, this is the boss I'm currently stuck at, but, like, I haven't played Bloodborne in maybe a week and a half.
Okay.
But I know I can beat this thing. It's just a game of patience, because it has ridiculous HP.
Oh, okay.
And it's not that you're taking off a little damage, it's just that it has a lot of HP. But it's very easy to read this fight. The only thing is, once you get it down to half, it has a regen.
Yeah, it heals. It just straight up heals.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure you picked it up. In your inventory, you'll have this thing called Numbing Mist.
Yeah.
Just throw it at it.
Oh, okay.
And it can't heal anymore.
Still, that's messed up, man.
Yeah, but like I could always get it down to like 10%, and then I'm like, I just want this to end.
Oh, then you just
and then it's like every Souls game, right? You're like, whatever, I could do it. I'll take the risk. Nope, dead.
So I beat the first boss, and then I beat the Bloodstarved Beast.
Yeah.
And then now it's this boss. I don't know if there's any bosses between those two. Between the Bloodstarved Beast and this dog thing.
What's that pony thing you were talking about?
Pony thing?
Like a horse or something you said that you had a hard time beating?
Oh, I don't know.
Anyway, go on.
But yeah, I'm just stuck right now. So I
yeah. And so when you went to the way you went to get to the maces, dude, that's to the right of the stairs.
It's to the left.
The left?
To the left is like this long staircase, and then there's like a house with a guy with an electric mace near a well.
Yeah.
And then to the right of the stairs is the forest and a cave, and I'm like, I don't want to go over here.
Yeah, the forest is the next spot you're supposed to go to.
Oh, so like I cannot go to the boss? Is that like an option?
No, you need something from after the boss.
Oh. Man, I need to go do blood vial farming.
Oh.
Because, like, I'm out of blood vials. So.
For some reason, I thought those, like, regen when you died.
So I've learned that. So, you know when you pick up stuff and there's that little green box beside it? It's a green box in the number. So, what that means is those extra items go to your inventory box in the Hunter's Realm, in the Hunter's Dream. And then when you respawn, it automatically fills. And it takes from your inventory.
That's cool.
Right.
I wonder if it takes so long to respawn.
That 45 second, they're refilling.
Yeah, and so that's the other thing. Is like, the 45 second load time is like enough to where Like in Dark Souls, when I came up to a boss like this, I'd be like, whatever, just go. But in this one, I'm just like, I don't want to wait another minute to do all of this again.
Yeah. I found a, from where, so I assume when you respawn, it's in the cathedral.
It's in the church. Yeah, okay. And then I unlocked a bunch of shortcuts to make getting back to the dog easier, but.
Yeah. And, I just go through that to refill my blood vials.
Huh?
It's like a deer.
It's like a dog, wolf, deer. It's like some lady prayed to
you. You haven't beat it yet.
No.
You were talking about this like weeks ago.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Because I just stopped playing because I was like, well, it's exam time and Monster Hunter is just easier at this point.
What's it called?
I don't know what the...
Aurelia's something.
But yeah, it's like this girl like prays to a thing and turns into like a deer dog.
She, like her design's cool. Like she has all like these hairs that go everywhere.
Yeah, and they like all... That messes me up because like all the hairs go everywhere and it kind of sometimes it hides their arms or their limbs and I can't see if they're gonna punch me or
generally like do you try to hit it stay behind it in front of it?
I try to stay to the side of it.
Stay in front
real
and then but just don't zone in on it, kind of keep away, and then it'll have she has this one attack where she leaps at you.
Okay,
but you can tell it's like really easy to see.
Okay,
and when she jumps, just jump to the right.
All right.
And then just mash the head. Because the head's the stagger point.
Oh, okay.
And then when you hit the head, it'll stagger. The head's the weak spot, too. And then you can also... She has one hand that she's always holding her heart.
Yeah.
If you hit that, you can stagger her, too.
Okay.
But again, it's a game of patience, and you just gotta keep wailing on it.
Like, for me, I haven't figured out this boss pattern enough, so, like, I'll be like, oh, cool, like, I'm kinda getting it, and then a new thing will happen, and be like, you're dead! Boom!
Yeah.
She hits so hard.
Yeah, she has one attack where, like, she just sweeps all in front of her.
Yeah, like, in a 180.
Yeah, for me, that's, like, instant KO.
Yeah.
So.
The other one is the double hammer fist.
Yeah.
When she just comes down.
Oh, yeah, if you stay far enough, that won't reach you.
Yeah, it won't, but, like, I was far enough. I thought I was far enough.
Then you hit a wall?
No, it was the shockwave of the punch knocked me back. And I was like, what? Real? I need windproof now. Monster
Vicar Amelia.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
Damn, she looks tough.
She's big.
She's a pain in the butt.
Huge.
I summoned two people. I managed to summon two people with one bell.
What?
All right, and so I brought them into the thing, and they both walk in. They both get hit by the first attack. So and so has died. So and so has died. I'm like, why did I even waste my insight on you?
I've never been able to summon someone to help me
for that boss fight.
Yeah.
Do you guys fight the Witch of Hemwick?
No.
I think you guys are missing one.
Did we go too far?
Yeah, because this guy has a list, and it's like Cleric Beast, Father Gascione, Bloodstar Beast, the Witch of Hemwick, then Vicar Amelia.
Oh, okay. Maybe I gotta go find this witch.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
And I finally beat the Gatling gun guy. He's on top of the... Oh, man.
How'd you do it?
I cheesed him.
Of course.
Yeah, he was like... He was hopping around, and he just jumped off the building. I was like, okay.
Oh, really?
That's
Well, you got easy. Mine was the minute you get up the ladder, I just start shooting the gun.
And he
just slowly, because it staggers and pushes him back.
Oh, okay.
Enough bullets, he'll fall off.
So for me, I just stuck to the edge.
Yeah.
And I went to attack him, and he went to the side, and I went to attack him, but on the left side.
Yeah.
So he dodged to the right, and he just jumped off the tower.
Yeah.
And then I beat that hunter guy who's in the middle area there. But that wasn't
worth it. That guy was a pain.
That wasn't worth it at all.
No.
Like, he doesn't give you anything.
No. He was a pain. But you only have to beat him once.
Yeah, true. True. Yeah. I wish that load time wasn't so long. That game would be way better.
Probably, yeah.
But yeah, that's my week.
Cool.
Yeah.
Blavin, what's up?
I saw this sweet meme. It was this guy in Dark Souls 2. And he looked in the ground for one of the hints. It says, be wary of Drake. And then he looks up and there's just Drake's face.
Oh, in the sunset?
In the sunset.
Yeah. I saw that one.
Oh, man, it was good. So I bought two games this week. Full price.
What?
You must be making the big money.
Dang, son.
Nah, dog. So, I bought Dark Souls Scholar of the First Sin, which apparently is Dark Souls 2 with all the DLC.
And some enemy changing.
And some enemy changing. I heard it's insane. It's just like, oh, you heard you like ogres in the beginning of the game. Plop!
Yeah, so instead of how they made it, so instead of having a really easy and then just like a super sharp curve at the end of the game, it's kind of even throughout. So they changed.
It's just hard all the time.
It's just hard all the time.
Okay.
So they changed up a lot of enemy placements. They put new enemies earlier on. They put harder enemies earlier on and in places that are hard to fight them and stuff like that. So
sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I haven't opened it yet, so I'm going to do that after I beat the current game that I'm on. It's called Xenoblade Chronicles.
Yeah, yeah.
3D.
3Dizzle.
So the 3D looks sick in this, actually. I never really used the 3D, as you guys know. When I turned it on for this, it actually looks really, really sick. Like, whoa. But man, the only thing I can't get over about this game.
Tell me.
So the things that I like about this game. One, the graphics. I don't know, but for a small screen, I feel like I kind of prefer it more. A lot of people say that when you get to the game and, like, you know, you zoom out, it looks way bigger and, like, way more. But I feel like the small screen actually suits it.
Yeah, I didn't like the Wii one because when it, on the big screen, you got the aliasing issue.
Yeah.
And it was just super jagged edges everywhere.
Yeah. And so another thing that I liked about this game is that the battle system is, like, one of my favorite battle systems is actually from Final Fantasy XII. Where it's like there's aggro lines, you're real time, you attack once in a while, and then you can do skills.
Are there gambits?
No. Oh, okay. I think, I don't know, can I control my part of the party members on the fly?
You can. You can switch.
How? I don't know how.
I think you can switch. Wait, no.
Oh my god. So the thing that took, this is embarrassing, but 5 minutes of the game, I had to learn how to center my camera. It was like, press this button. I'm like,
no.
I don't have that button.
That button doesn't exist.
And then I flipped my DS over, and I didn't realize that there was two more buttons in the
shoulder ones. Yeah, extra buttons. Yeah.
And then I immediately got KO'd by the stunnage that I just saw. I saw.
He was looking at those buttons.
Like, a little bit. Oh. My neck snapped back, and I just fell asleep because I got stunned. I was like, these. I've been playing for my DS for 200 hours. Didn't even know these buttons actual existed.
Welcome to the ZRZL lifestyle.
Yo, I got murked. I just did not know. DS this days. Camera was all over the place.
A hand came out of your DS, slapped you in the face.
Yeah, so man, it's sick. The other thing I don't like is that, so basically the premise of this game, sorry, I'll just let you know, is that basically there's two giant titans, one's mechanical based and one's
organic
or bio based. So it's called obviously Mechanus and Bionis.
Yeah.
And they fight each other all the time. And then finally they hit each other and then they got double KO'd. And then they both just sit there and then life grows on them. And apparently what's sweet is that their two swords or their hands or whatever make the bridges between each other.
Yeah, yeah.
Rawr! And then, cool, yeah, man. It's pretty cool.
I don't think you ever use that bridge.
Damn it. Spoilers.
Are you only on the one, dude?
No.
Oh, wow.
Chill! Spoilers! Anyway, and the story is basically the mechanical people are attacking all the bionic people who are humans or Homs.
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 Oh, yeah, they're Homs.
Homs. And basically, it's about the beginning of the game is you actually controlling like three people who are the heroes of, I guess, this war. And one of them has the blade called the Minato, which, again, you know, sounds like Menudo. And it sounds like, you know, something you should eat. But and he just like goes crazy. But then a year later, you find out that it paralyzed his arm. And you, as the young kid, Shulk, you know, wants to unlock the Minato's power and learn more about it. Yeah. And that's all as far as I've gotten.
Yeah.
And now he's living in peaceful times. And it's obviously super, super close to something just, you know, messing it all up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I can't wait to see what's up more with this game. What I've been doing a lot is actually side questing. And that's super addictive because you can get quests anywhere from like all these different people. And then once you complete it, you don't have to go back to the quest giver.
No.
Which is sick.
No.
The one thing I don't like is that the mini map
sucks.
Can't zoom in. It's just little dots.
Oh, that's right.
Hmm. Yeah. So I kind of don't like that. I just kind of, I'm a fan of mini map when instead of being zoomed out, I like it where it's like all the way in kind of thing, you know, so I can see the details.
Yeah.
But I guess I can't be afforded that. I'm probably going to miss a lot of stuff. And there's all these collectibles that are on the ground that I just can't help but run to. Like, I see it in the distance, and I just run to it.
And it's not worth
endlessly,
it?
Endlessly, yeah. It's just like, you got a dragonfly. I'm like, man, I already have that. Damn it. So, yeah. The other cool feature that I like about this game is you can save anywhere besides battles.
Yes, you can.
Which is super, super sick.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, so that's cool. So they have all this stuff where you can, like, make relationships with people and, like, have affinity for certain places.
That's right. I forgot you could do that kind
there's
of like, stuff.
Yeah, there's all this stuff that I still haven't delved
this
into.
This is a great game.
All I've been doing is just battling.
Maybe I'll buy it again.
Like, battling is just so much fun in this game. I just want to beat up butterflies all the time. Yeah, just all the time.
All these butterflies, I'm going to kill them.
In your party?
It's me and the girl. Right
just the girl?
Yeah, because the other dude left with the shield, or whatever his name was.
Mm.
But man,
The voice. She uses what?
Two dual blades.
Right. Okay.
I have a feeling she's gonna die like immediately.
Hey, you never know.
You guys just make me want to replay Final Fantasy 12.
Yo, but man, the voice acting in this game, I can't change it back to Japanese, but I don't care because the British voice acting is so sick. Man, one of the chicks when she fights, she goes, oh, I can't even. I'm sorry, I won't do it justice, but she goes, "Yay, Shulk, go you."
Like, is this supposed to be sarcasm?
No, it actually is what this she said.
This is the win quote at the end of the battle?
No, this is her during battle.
Oh my god.
When you get one of those, like,
Yay, Shulk.
Yo, man, this game, too, like, you have all these. I don't know how you lose battles because you can, like, chain infinite stuff onto.
The enemies get rough.
Yeah, but I heard the enemies just don't care.
Yeah,
this game is like pretty sick.
The end game stuff, oh, you think you're overpowered, but you're not.
Yeah. But man,
they pulled out some cheap shots.
After this, I started looking up like whether there's Monado replicas.
Yeah.
Somebody made a Monado replica. Oh. It glows. And you know the middle part where it's all glass? He has 7 layers of glass, and each one lights up for the different symbols.
Oh, wow.
I was like, that's so sick.
Dedication.
So. Yeah, I know. So pretty sweet. Yeah, I definitely recommend this game picking it up if you have the new 3DS. I only recommend picking it up for the box because it's sideways. How sick is it, right?
I think so a lot of people have been complaining about it.
Do you think it looks cool?
I think it looks pretty cool.
I think it looks pretty cool.
The thing is, though, is that because, like, so people have been complaining about it because the new 3DS logo is, like, really big.
Yeah.
And I guess it's to be, like, yo, people who don't know that this is only for the new 3DS, check this out.
Yeah.
Only for the new 3DS.
Makes sense.
But people are complaining that it's taking up too much artwork space.
There's nothing. It's just the Monado on the ground.
Yeah.
Oh, and I've been playing this game with your headphones in. Best decision I've made. The soundtrack is sweet.
It is a good soundtrack.
Yeah, the battle sound is sweet. The walking around sound is cool. And I really like it a lot.
It's a good game.
The thing that I find that I do more often than not is that I accidentally highlight the wrong enemy and start a battle with it. And then they're like, the guy's supposed to go aggro on it. I'm like, oh god, we're gonna die. I realize now that to run away, you just see their weapon and literally run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You run away.
Yeah.
Like how you do in real life.
Yeah, just dip. But sometimes my party member just can't let it go. I like also how you have regenerating health as you walk around. And during battle. Or not during battle. Nope. But like as you walk around, your health continues to regenerate. So you don't have to keep using healing items and stuff.
That's cool.
So, yeah, this game just has a lot of things that I like about RPGs all in rolled up into one. Pretty sweet.
Yeah. It's good.
This game's sick.
It's good. Sounds like I love this game.
Anthony, you did buy the game.
I did.
But why can't you play it?
Because I don't own a new 3DS.
So why'd you buy the game?
Because I thought that if I wanted the physical copy down the line, it'd be really hard to find. So I just bought it.
You're a fool. You're a fool.
It's all still sealed.
Son?
Still sealed.
It's on my Amazon wish list, so when it drops to $20, I'll buy it.
Still sealed.
I also went to a couple of Magic tournaments this weekend. Actually, I went for my whole weekend, so I actually didn't do anything the weekend except play Magic. So right now, to qualify for the professional tour again, there's 2 ways to do it. One of the ways, again, is to top 8 a Grand Prix, which is one of those big open tournaments, or... The other way is to get in to win a PPTQ, a preliminary pro tour qualifier. If you win that, you get to go to your regional pro tour qualifier. And if you come in either, so let's say there's 64 players, I think it's top 4. If it's 100 or so, you top 8 go to the pro tour. Mm-hmm. So you have to win two. You have to win one tournament and then do well at another. So a lot of people are going to these small little PPTQs to try and qualify. Mm. So the one that I played at was. The thing that I'm, I guess, specialized at, where it's limited, so I make, you know, a deck out of 6 packs. I came 8th, I got into the top 8, and then I promptly threw up before the 8th round. Because I find now that if I win, I get nervous, and if I lose, I get sad. So there's no winning.
No winning,
man. Yeah, so the better I do, the more nervous I get. And, like, when I went to the Pro Tour qualifier that I won, like, I threw up 3 times during that whole event.
Like actual
throw up, like eat and then.
That's gross.
Yeah, so it's just it's crazy.
Like I sort of understand because I get the.
No, but I have huge performance issue. Yeah, me
anxiety.
Whoa!
There's a blue pill for that.
Yeah. Suddenly, your life makes sense to me.
Yeah. No, like I get the like so when I used to go to like fighting game tournaments and stuff, like I get the jitters, but like and like it kind of feels like your stomach like butterflies and stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, you mess up combos because you're just nervous. But, like, I've never actually seen someone just straight up puke.
Because it's man up. What's this nervousness?
And then the second day that I went to was in Kitchener. And when I went there, it was standard. So I don't ever play standard, which is a constructed format. But I went 4-2, which was enough for top 8. But I've never actually felt the effect of tiebreakers until this happened here. Where
tiebreaker.
Yeah, where somebody's opponent game win percentage was higher than mine, or like their game win percentage was higher. Like they won more in twos than, you know, and stuff like that. And it all worked out that I just was shy of getting the top eight, even with the same record.
Okay.
So it just gets me. So it's pretty cool. But I'm glad I'm doing good at these, I guess, medium level tournaments, but I really want to close one out. The last thing I wanted to talk about was... It's funny that you should mention the cube, because I've been playing a cube, which I take for granted, which is actually someone who has all those cards. Oh, his cube is worth over $200,000.
Jesus.
And yeah, you're right. When you play this cube, like, you better not get it wet or you're just going to... It's bad for you.
Yeah.
Like,
$200,000?
$200,000.
For cardboard.
Yeah, some of these cards each cost $600 each and stuff. Like, and I'm just casually playing with them, you know?
Yeah.
I just take it for granted now that I think about it.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, that's a lot of money. He collects it over time and wins eBay stuff. So, yeah, but yeah, those kind of cubes are kind of insane. And, like, it's hard for you to win if you don't know what the good combos are.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, people are taking from basically their experience from past years, right? It's like, oh, this card combos with this card. And then when they see it, like, you know, they can do it.
But, so that was my thing. Like, yeah, I went, like new everybody else had combos. And meanwhile, I was just like, I'm just going to take all these beaters and just
yeah,
go
but
ham.
New people like us, like, we don't know that, right? Yeah. So, yeah. But yeah, so it's a lot of Magic Field week for me. I've been working out a lot, so that's been fun.
Yay.
Yeah, so I'm trying to live the healthy life, drinking a lot of smoothies, eating healthy. I should really cook my meals more efficiently. I cook one every night for that night and tomorrow, but I think I should start doing it for like the whole week.
But, why don't you just cook ones every night?
Huh?
I don't get it. What's wrong with cooking it every night?
It just takes up a lot of time. It takes me like 2 hours.
To cook?
Well, I have to cook my meal for now and then meal for tomorrow.
Oh.
But I guess I could just bring more portions and then thing. But it's never enough, really. Like, I never really get full. So
that's not the point.
I know. It's just fuel.
Yeah.
It's just fuel.
You could just go to McDonald's.
I kill you. No, you know what my thing is? It's like, you put yourself through all this pain, and then you just work it away by eating McDonald's.
Who,
like,
me?
No, just in general. Well, yeah, maybe you. You go to the gym
all
the time.
Yeah, Anthony, like you. Right?
No, do you still eat junk food?
He looks at you and he gets disappointed.
No, but like, doesn't think about it. Like, when you think about it, it's like, you put yourself through all this work and then it's like, I'll just piss it all away, you know?
In my eyes, I'm not pissing it all away. Like, if I did all this, if I ate what I ate and I didn't work out, I would not be the size I am.
But are you working out to... Like, just for homeostasis purposes, just staying still?
Right now, yes. I'm not really...
Okay.
I might, like, I would, like, the dream is to have, like, yo, I'm a six-pack abs, Abercrombie & Fitch model. Like, you're going to see me on a poster somewhere.
Right.
But, like, realistically, I don't think I have, like, the discipline for that kind of food. Like, I'm Italian.
Yeah, I know.
And it's... all I have is, like, 5 days a week is carbs.
Yeah, I hear you.
It's just, like, here's, like, 7 different types of pasta within 3 days. And then on the weekend, here's a bunch of, like, prosciutto and, like, a bunch of fucking, like, deli meat sandwiches
and
stuff.
Yeah, like, the other day, so my meals consisted the other day of, in the morning, I had a little bit of frozen, what is it, a little bit of frozen fruits, some yogurt, some protein, and some almond milk mixed into a smoothie. Then I had it with oatmeal and a banana.
Mm.
And then I had, like, 4 oyster mushrooms, 4 shiitake mushrooms and 2 pieces of chicken breast, and that split up into 2 meals.
Okay.
As in, like, I and a green and an orange pepper.
Like lunch and dinner?
Yeah, lunch and dinner. Like, it was the same thing. Like, I just made 2 portions. And then in the evening, I just had, throughout the day, I had snacks of almonds. Like, that was one day.
Those are expensive.
That was brutes.
I like almonds.
No, like, in general, like, that kind of eating is just brutes for me. I don't know. I guess I gotta find ways to spice up my stuff. So I've been looking up videos to, like, make a. Cool recipes like buffalo flavored cauliflower or like tuna patties and stuff like that. So
I've always found the best way to lose weight is to just have something tragic happen in your life. That's how you lose the most.
What the hell?
That's how you lose the most weight the fastest.
Oh God, Anthony.
Yeah.
Well, you want to gain muscle. I want to get so big, so cut that I can't fit through my doors.
Like, you can't put your arms down?
Can't.
Like, they're always in front of you?
Absolutely just like... not.
That's why I asked Vince. I'm like, Vince pointed out some, like, there's some white guy on TV, and he's like, Anthony, that's your goal. And he's like, some big jack dude. And yeah. I'm like, well, can't that just be this size, but just ripped?
He's like, no.
And he's like, that's even harder. Because that's just all diet. I'm like, no.
It is, right?
Yeah.
It's so rough.
It's work plus diet. But the, the guys who are big, they get to eat still.
Yeah, but you know what, that guys? Like, 2 months ago, I was having difficulty breathing, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm turning into a mouth breather. No! So I just had to stop it in some way, shape, or form.
Just sitting there?
Yeah, I was just like, and sometimes it's hard for me to actually catch a breath. It was getting bad, man.
I hate being a mouth breather. It sucks.
You're not a mouth breather.
I'm a mouth breather. No, he is. I can only breathe through one nostril at a time.
Yeah.
So I think it has maybe it's a deviated septum or something. But
punch you right in the nose.
Right in the nose. Just fix it. Yeah. But yeah, a lot of the times it's just that I can't get enough oxygen through my nose.
Yeah.
So I have to go through my mouth.
Yeah.
So.
Oh wow.
And people are just like, look at this mouth. I'm like, I can't.
And medically
cannot. I literally can't. There's not enough air coming in.
Yeah, well, Vince is a no breather.
Didn't
take up any air.
You'll see me, so
pretty much.
You notice sometimes yawn a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's when I try to breathe out of my nose.
Oh, wow.
So it's I'm not getting enough, so then my body's like, yo, just yawn. Just bring it all in.
Don't die.
So, yeah.
But yeah, I feel like it's a bit of a healthier lifestyle for me, a bit more superior than what I've been doing before, so. Just doing this has actually made me feel better. I should get on my sleep, though. I don't get enough sleep. Shulk's keeping me up, you know what I'm saying? Mm. He's feeling it.
Yeah.
You diet, Vince?
Yep.
Is it rough for you, too?
Nope.
What do you eat? Walk me through a day of food.
Let's see. I wake up, I have...
Big Mac.
Pretty much. I have oatmeal.
Damn.
Oatmeal Big Mac.
Yogurt.
Damn.
Some fruit.
Damn.
Maybe during the day I'll have chicken Caesar.
Risky business.
And then at night, you know what? I don't try to be super, super efficient with my diet. I'm more cautious about my portion size.
Yeah, that's a good one, yeah. Yeah. Okay, it makes sense.
You know, for example, when we eat...
You order small instead of a medium or something.
Yeah, or even at home. I never go for seconds. I never go for that second scoop of pasta, scoop of rice.
He doesn't.
You know? Example, every time we get here and we all eat at my place,
yeah.
You two are the ones who finish the food,
yeah.
Right? I go for the one time and then you both get up.
Well, I go for seconds, he goes for fourths.
That's true.
Actually, not all the time. You sometimes go for more, depending on the
food. It depends on what it is.
And then after we finish recording, there's stuff left. I'm not finishing it. You guys are.
Mostly me.
So yeah, it's more for me. It's more about portion size and just watching that.
I just always want
to
eat.
To be fair, on those days I come over, that's probably my only meal that day.
Yeah, because you don't eat.
That doesn't save your situation. That's probably even more unhealthy.
Probably
your body just thinks you're starving.
Yeah, at all times.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. It's good. It's good. I'm happy that it's warming up outside.
Go out more.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we're all going to go buy bikes now, right? Right, guys?
I don't know how to ride a bike efficiently, so...
I'm down for a bike. I want to get a bike.
I don't want to get a bike.
I'm going to go on Kijiji, find a bike.
You know what I want to get? More magic cards.
But if you get...
Actually, you know what?
You get a bike, and then put the magic card in your spokes.
So actually, my friends have realized that I don't actually care about my cards. I don't play to collect. I play to, get better at the technical aspects of the game.
Yeah.
I just give away all my prizes.
Is this out of rotation? All right, I'm going to sell all of this.
Nothing. The prizes I won, I've given away to people. I actually don't care about the extra credit. So, yeah. Yeah, that's been my week.
I bet that makes it easier on your wallet.
No, because I never get anything back. I could sell these cards that I own.
Yeah, but in the card portion, not just prizes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, I guess so. I just don't want to collect stuff, right? So... But yeah, man.
Collecting is life.
Yeah.
I like collecting.
Yeah, 3 years in a basement, we're all going to get cut.
I need another bookshelf.
Cut.
Can we bike to IKEA, then I can go get a bookshelf?
Paper.
Like a paper cut?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
We're all going to bleed.
Yes. Yes. You guys are sure.
Yeah.
Okay. You know who's the fittest of all of us, though?
Oh, I know.
Dude, yeah. Tell me. Tell me who.
Tristan. Curzio. Tristan Arcus.
Who is it actually?
Over here,
Tristan. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So,
yeah.
The other day, he's like, guys, I can't do more than 2 push-ups, guys. And we're like, come on, TJ, let's do some push-ups. He's like, okay, 20.
You know who actually can't do more than 3 push-ups? This guy.
Because then, your collarbone just shattered.
I'm telling you, just start with the triangles. It's easy.
No hand.
I guess. Do no hand.
Breathe.
What was, we were watching the Dave Chappelle Prince sketch, and he dunks, and he takes one hand off the rim, and then he takes both hands off the rim, and he's still floating there.
This podcast has gone on long enough.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. You can always write in at tnib.letters@gmail.com. Rate us on iTunes. Don't actually rate us. Just put the 5 stars there for us.
Yeah, just put the 5 stars. Be like, yo, listen.
And send us some fan mail.
Yeah.
Damn.
Send us a new cell phone for Blaine. Yeah, for Blaine. Because he just broke his.
No, send us mail. Snail mail.
Oh,
snail.
Yeah.
P.O. Box.
Yeah, we love it.
Yeah. Facebook, Twitter. You know where to find us.
Yo, we're almost at 100 likes. I think we unlock new stuff for Facebook when we hit 100.
Really?
Yeah.
Are we?
Yeah.
Huh. I didn't even know.
Yeah, every day I get like notifications that new people like us.
Really?
Here, wait, where's my phone at?
Before you know what? I turned that off on mine for me.
You give a crap.
Man. Yeah. I don't really give a fuck.
So strong.
Wow.
So strong.
We have to validate the reason we've been doing this for like 4 years.
So 5 now.
What are we at? Like
we 80? Are at... Go, go.
Well, you said almost 100, so 99? No. 92.
Did we break it?
95.
Oh, 95.
Whoa.
Cool.
So if you want to leave, like, come on, just do it.
Yeah, prizes will not be handed out to our 100th like.
Yeah. Oh.
Thank you recently to Kio Santos.
Yeah, Kio Santos. Thank you. Thank you.
And Michael Sutejo.
And we're sorry Sutejo. That Anthony butchered your name.
Yeah, probably. We're sorry and we got the least cultured guy to read the names.
He is going to be not the one to read out names next time.
Sutejo? Sutejo?
It's Sutejo.
Sutejo? Sutejo?
What did you just say?
You just called me a hoe? And this guy's got like some sort of like Build Fighters profile.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Man. Actually, follow Vince on Twitter. He's pretty active and his tweets are sometimes funny.
Sometimes.
Thanks.
Yeah. Follow me.
Yeah, kill
him. Oh, yeah, it's Anthony broke 100 followers.
Yeah, I broke 100 followers!
Good yeah, but you. Anthony's just always whining on
I'm his. Now validated. I'm not whining about what?
Everything, actually.
I'm never whining about anything. You're just like,
this movie is not so good.
Yeah.
This game is not
this good. Iron Fist shit sucked.
I didn't, what? When did I do that? Oh, that's what? I forgot about that! No!
Podcast over!